This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We went out yesterday on news of yet another delay in the Affordable Care Act. People enrolled in plans that don't meet the law's stricter coverage requirements can keep those plans for another 2 years. That could potentially buy Democrats some political cover in the coming midterm elections. But the question, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports, is who's going to pick up the tab for that?
Whether consumers end up paying for what is widely seen as a political move by the Democrats could depend on where you live. Former Senator Ben Nelson, who now heads the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, says states will get to decide whether to go ahead with plans that don't comply with the ACA.
Creating two tiers of plans, for example, the compliant and non-compliant, could result in higher premiums overall.
The people in the non-compliant plans tend to be healthier. Not having them in the exchange pool means insurers may have to shell out more money. How much more money might that cost people on the exchanges? Nelson says it's too soon to pin down a figure, but he knows insurers can't afford to take a bath, even as they try to court new customers.
At some point, I think insurers take a look at their solvency risk and are not going to give away coverage, no matter how attractive it might be to gain a market.
But health economists like Christine Eibner from RAND are skeptical the decision will have much impact on consumers at all.
You know, premiums we estimate go up by only about 1%.
Eibner bases that estimate on the fact that very few people are actually staying in these health plans that don't meet the new ACA requirements. Historically, she says, individual and small group markets kick people off like bucking broncos.
There's a lot of volatility in that market. People leave that market all the time. And once you've left the market, then you lose access to your non-compliant plan.
What Eibner, insurers, and policy people don't know today is what will happen to the some 1.5 million people who've stayed in their old non-ACA compliant plans. Even if many do stay and premiums shoot up, there may be a silver lining here, at least for individual consumers, says Commonwealth Fund economist Sarah Collins.
So if you are getting a tax credit this year and your income doesn't change, it likely means that your premium won't change either, even if the premium rises next year.
Collins says what people buying health insurance on the exchanges must remember is this. If you're eligible for subsidy on the exchange, you'll never have to spend more than 9.5% of your income on a policy. That means if there are crazy premium spikes, Uncle Sam picks up the difference, not you. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.